oh my God, the patriarchy is going to take away my career. All right, we are not here to talk about that. Yes, it is the great one. No, there was not a podcast on Monday. Yes, I am fucking with the microphone right this second if you hear a bunch of noise. Jesus goddamn Christ, I am surrounded by morons. The moron level, it is becoming more and more intense. I have so much to talk about that we're not going to get to today. My God, we may never get to any of it. And I just haven't been in a podcasting mood lately. And I've reverted back to, even though ostensibly, if that's the correct usage of that word, which I may or may not even be saying correctly, even though in theory the podcast comes out 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm back in the vein where I would rather not put out a podcast if I'm going to put out a podcast that sucks. That's why you didn't get anything on Monday, because the mood just never hit me. And no, I wasn't playing Star Wars. I did play Star Wars on Sunday, played about 13 hours of it. But Saturday, I did other shit. Monday, I did other shit. Yesterday, I did other shit. I've got a lot of shit going on right now, which we don't have time to talk about. That's not what we're here for. You've seen the title of the episode. You know why we're here. So I'm going to try to do a minimal amount of tangenting and get this done and get this posted today for the listening amusement of the millions and millions who listen to The Great One. And I'll do some, I got lots of updates on the personal life and the idiots around me and the Wuhan. Oh, the Wuhan and the boomers and the boomers and the Wuhan and feminism. Oh my God, I got another book. Every time, you would think by now, Great One, how have you not learned yet? Apparently, I'm a fucking moron. And I know that I'm a moron because I have self-awareness. You know why I have self-awareness? Because I don't have a fucking hole between my legs. Just when I think women can't get any stupider. Wrong again, Great One. Here, Great One, a person with a hole between my legs, let me prove you wrong. Let me prove to you that yes, women can in fact be even stupider than you conceive of them being. It hasn't failed. For 50 fucking years on the planet Earth, women have constantly proven themselves to be stupider than I imagined they could possibly fucking be. And my God, have I got a book. And no, it's not the you don't owe men pretty or whatever it is that I talked about in a previous. No. Oh no. This one's even stupider. You say, great, was that possible? Yes. Yes, it is possible. Just you wait. All right, I got my mug of hot tea. Got my water bottle. I got my fucking calculator so we can do math and oppress women. I got a fucking piece of paper so I can write things down on a piece of paper and oppress the Zoomers. Let us begin. Fort Collins just had an election. I was going to vote. I just didn't get around to it. Because, once again, this just emphasizes, I got to get the fuck out of here. I have got to get the fuck out of here. Because it is turning into California. I was going to vote, and it's like, well, do I vote? It's like, do I vote the way I would vote if I was going to stay here? Or do I vote, you know, to destroy Fort Collins? Because I'm doing my best to destroy Fort Collins by not shopping local. Man, I have not spent any money. I mean, normally, Ivory soap. I use Ivory soap to wash my precious little body. I've talked about Ivory soap before. I adopted Ivory soap as my soap of choice when I was in the military. Because when we're in the military, right, you're out on maneuvers in the field, you're out there for 2 weeks or whatever, and occasionally you might get a chance to quote-unquote take a bath, and it would be in the river, which, great one, isn't the river water dirty? Yes, but it's better than the shit that's all over you. Sometimes it is. On day three of field exercises, otherwise known as FTX, field training exercise. On day three of the FTX, no, the river is definitely grosser than you. On day 11 of the FTX, you're grosser than the river. Like, you getting in the river and washing yourself is probably putting toxic pollutants into the river at that point. But everybody quickly learned, because our NCOs told us, they passed down their wisdom. That's what men do. Men pass down their wisdom. Women stab each other in the back. The NCOs, because they were all men, this was before homos and trannies and women were in the military, or at least were in the infantry. The NCOs passed down their wisdom and told us, boys, get ivory soap, because when you're bathing in the river and you drop the ivory soap, it floats. All the other soaps sink to the bottom of the river, and then you have to go hunting for them. And that's why I use ivory soap. So normally, I would go to Walmart, otherwise known as the Death Star, because it destroys the local economy. I would go to Walmart and buy some ivory soap. I have now taken to buying even my ivory soap from Amazon. And then, so I was talking to my, I hung out with Alice and Bob yesterday, which is a whole story of to itself, which we will not talk about today. Normally, I love these guys, but yesterday, I really wanted to strangle them both. Alice told me, I don't know where this came from. I don't know how true this is, but apparently, what she insinuated was that Walmart is now measurably losing business to Amazon. I do not know that this is true. I am not saying this is true. Well, I mean, it must be true because Alice said it, and I'm sure Alice saw it on the television. And we all know that everything on TV is true, except for everything on Fox News. Everything on Fox News is fabricated, but everything on TV that isn't Fox News is absolute truth. And that's a sign of an intelligent person who has critical thinking skills, is if they believe everything on CNN is true and everything on Fox is untrue, that means that's an intelligent critical thinker. So I don't know that Walmart is measurably, verifiably, confirmably, empirically losing business slash money to Amazon. But I hope so. I would love nothing better than for Wuhan to take us to a place. It has nothing to do with the fucking elections. Here we go. Great one. Can you stop fucking tangenting? No, apparently I'm cat. I'm like a woman who can't stop shoving food in her face and then sits there and goes, a big is beautiful. Where are all the good men? I would love nothing more. Then for after all the small businesses are wiped out, for all the medium businesses to be wiped out, and then finally, I'd love to see Sears. Is Sears even still a thing? Best Buy, Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart. These are just things I know they exist because I've driven past them in the $500 pickup truck and seen them. I would love to see those things destroyed by Amazon. I want to see all of these people who work at these places unemployed, on welfare, universal, guaranteed, basic, minimum income, statism. Give it to me, baby, super freak. Give it to me, baby. I want maximum economic destruction because fuck all of you. Fuck you all. Fuck every cocksucker out there that believes in the fucking Wuhan hoax. Fuck every goddamn boomer. Fuck you all. Fuck every goddamn one of you. Fuck you with a giant fucking black dildo in a fucking oven. Fucking where we burn your body and throw the fucking ashes into a fucking unmarked grave. Fuck you. Now you might say, it sounds like the great one has a little anger today. No, man, I'm in a great mood. Yesterday I was in a shitty mood. I'm not sure why. I was very depressed. Not like suicide depressed, but just, I don't know. It's hard to describe. And that's how we're here. This has nothing to do with elections. Great one. We're almost 10 minutes into the fucking podcast. Can you fucking focus? Let's focus. Let's do this. Cause I got a lot of shit to do today. All right. Fort Collins election. So I'm driving around town. I see the signs. Jenny for mayor. Jenny. And then the other one I see is, Mary! It's Mary! Mary for mayor! And then there's also some guy named Jerry. Not even J-E-R-R-Y, but it's G-E-R-R-Y. Jerry for mayor. That's like the faggot spelling of Jerry or something. And he probably, I actually haven't looked him up yet. Let's do this. Jerry, what's his last name? Horek. Oh, God, Horek. Let's see. Oh, God. Yeah, this guy's a fag. Jerry Horak. You don't look like you've ever gone to the gym. Getting it done. So he's got a picture of himself on the webpage here. Getting it done. All these people, all of these politicians, I love this. On their websites, they all have a menu item called volunteer. Yes, who volunteers? Who works for a rich person running for political office for free? Like, what kind of fucking loser do you have to be? I want to volunteer for Molly. Here's Molly. Molly is proven. Molly is a strategic, determined, and versatile leader. Okay, first of all, you're a woman, so you can't possibly be determined. You can't be a leader. Being strategic requires intelligence. Versatile, yes. I mean, she's blonde. She has gray eyes. I mean, when she was young, she may have been cute. When she was like 19 years old, I bet she took many versatile positions, many of them and along with members of the POX community. She has a proven track record of igniting energy and collaboration on projects, programs, and events that create excitement across the community, business sector, and city government. Oh my God, I'm going to fucking vomit. This is democracy. Welcome to democracy, guys. Welcome to democracy. Why Molly? Molly is running. I haven't looked at any of these webs. This is all fresh. We're going into this fucking eyes fucking wide shut here. Molly is running for mayor of Fort Collins because she has no fucking purpose in life other than controlling other people's bodies. Oh, wait, it doesn't say that, but it should. Molly is running for mayor of Fort Collins because she has a deep understanding. Okay? When's the last time any of you have ever met a woman that had a deep understanding of anything? That's a real question. That's a real question. That is a real question. Molly is running for mayor of Fort Collins because she has a deep understanding of Fort Collins and a profound respect for the people who make their livings and raise their families in our community. Unless, of course, those people supported Donald Trump or happen to be evangelical Christians or happen to be old school Catholics. Or, you know, I happen to think that maybe white people should be able to have a place of their own, right? But, you know, other than all these segments of the population that she thinks should be put into cages, or at the very least be ostracized from society and not allowed to have a job or use the internet, you know, other than that, she has a profound respect for people who make their living. Fucking goddamn cunt. You're a fucking virtue signaling, fucking blonde haired cunt. End of discussion. Thanks for coming. Jerry Horak! He's getting it done! Getting it done. Jerry loves our city. His goal is to help others and make Fort Collins a place that people want to live, work, and play. And he's going to do that by passing more laws that make it a shithole. Oh, look, here's the donate button. You could donate money. Here's a picture of him wearing a muzzle talking to some old boomer woman. He's a boomer himself. Okay. We'll come back to your worthless fat ass later. And then there's Jenny! Jenny for mayor. J-E-N-I. Jenny! Here's a picture of Jenny with what I assume is her family. There's a chubby kid that looks like he might be retarded. And her daughter, I can't tell. Her daughter has a nice face. Her daughter has a pretty face. But in the photo, because of the way everyone's posed, I can't tell how fat the daughter is. But I'm pretty sure she's overweight. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that if her daughter lost 50 pounds, she might possibly be attractive. Jenny, speak. Oh, whoa. Great one. Stop knocking shit over, you retard. God damn, it's getting hot in here, too. Hang on a second. La, 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 open up a window. None of you know where that came from. Fa la 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 la, open up a window. No. Too many flies. But it's hot as hell in Philadelphia. None of you know where that comes from, and you should. I'll be back in a minute. Just fucking wait. But it's hot as hell in Philadelphia. I know what you're saying. You're saying, great one. Please stop. You can't sing. Your Christmas album, which is still available for purchase because it will still be relevant next year, or this year, this Christmas. Despite your Christmas album, great one, you can't sing. No, I can't. That's what makes it even funnier. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were making fun of Jenny. Here in Fort Collins, we have an opportunity ahead of us as we emerge from a challenging, stressful, and dark time. It's only dark, sweetheart, because fascists like you in government who want to control other people's bodies shut down the economy and plunged us into a world of unemployment, suicide, mental health problems, even more so than before. Right? See, once again, we see government. What government's going to do? What? Solve the problems that were created by government? This stupid cunt. She's a fucking boomer. Shock. She's a boomer, guys. Who knew? This fucking boomer cunt thinks that she's the solution. She's not the solution, she's the cause. If we took her and everybody who voted for her and we put them in a big shower and we put some gas in there and we took their bodies and threw them in an oven, that would solve the fucking challenging, stressful, and dark times. That's the fucking solution, okay? Democracy isn't going to fix this. Democracy is going to give us more challenging, stressful, dark times. I keep saying at Fort Collins, it's going to get a lot worse here. That's why I'm getting the fuck out. Although our social and political worlds are fractured, facing stress tests not seen in decades, we also see signs of new beginnings and opportunities, like those small green shoots growing after a wildfire, new options for change and innovation are emerging. Remember, guys, change. If we took all the fucking boomers and we slit their throats, that would be change because that's different than what we have now, right? Change. Just the magic word, change. Oh, change. I'm just change. Change. It's right up there with free. You should get the vaccine. It's free. You know, no, yeah, I don't recall the Nazis charging the kikes any money to go to the concentration camps. It was free. The Holocaust was free to the Jews. I don't know why they're complaining about it so much. It was free. It was change. God, you people are stupid. You just say these fucking words like free and change, and the people even stupider than you, they buy it, they believe it, they come rush. Oh my God, Jenny for mayor, she said change. All of you need to be exterminated. I'll exterminate you for free. Our opportunity is now, and I am committed to our shared renewal. It's time to rethink and rebuild. Everybody wants to use Wuhan as an excuse to quote-unquote rebuild. Meaning, of course, change the structure of everything into what they want it to be. In other words, control other people's bodies. That's what, once again, if you think government is anything other than controlling other people's bodies, then I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, because you're not smart enough to be here. Right? Even when the government is doing things you want the government to do, like, for example, I want the government, okay, to round up the boomers and exterminate them. I fully support that. And I will also tell you that if the government were to round up and exterminate the boomers, that would be the government controlling other people's bodies. See how I can acknowledge reality? But, well, I think the government should do, insert anything. Well, that's controlling other people's bodies. No, it's not. Yes, it is. And the fact that you can't admit that it is controlling other people's bodies, that's the part of you that's evil. Right? If someone just comes to me and says, I want the government to control people's bodies and make them do this, I could disagree with you, but at least you're being honest. At least you have self-awareness. At least you understand what's really going on. But it's the ones who want the government to do things and think that there's no, they're not controlling people's bodies is not involved at all. No, you're a fucking moron. You should be dead. You're also a member of the 99%, which is why democracy doesn't work. Let's talk about, it's where Jenny stands. It's Jenny. Ginny was on KCOL Mornings with Jimmy. Oh my God, she was on the radio. Oh my goodness. Read Ginny's Prime-sponsored bills and legislation. Oh boy, this should be interesting. God, she is fucking ugly. There's a pic. God, dude, I can see the mustache in this picture too. All right, let's do this real quick. So let's talk about democracy. Let's talk about how democracy works. So the population of Fort Collins in 2019 was 165,609. Now, there have been 119 Wuhan-related deaths, and there have been, thanks to abortion propaganda, zero births. So that means the current population, okay, the Wuhan deaths is the real statistic from the government, like the zero births. That's for those of you who might be stupid, that was a joke. Okay, so let's talk about what is a joke. Let's explain. No, we're not going to explain that. You know, a while back on the Dick Show, somebody wrote in whining about a song that Dick played, blah, blah, blah. Like, how is this funny? And Dick explained why the song was funny. And I got to say, he did a really good job, because I always make this joke. You know, what is a joke? I make this joke. What is a joke? Let me explain to you what a joke is. But you notice I never do it, because I don't think I actually can articulate what a joke is. I don't know if I can dumb myself down enough to explain what is a joke. Dick was able to dumb himself down sufficiently to explain what is a joke. And he did a really good job of it. When he's done, I was like, damn, that was really good. I wish I was dumb enough to explain what is a joke to stupid people, but I can't interact with stupid people. I mean, okay, I can interact with them if they're on the other side of a fucking barrel of a rifle. But just having conversations with stupid people, I can't do it anymore. I literally, Hitler, can't do it anymore. Which is why the only person I talk to is my fucking spider and you guys. By the way, the bathroom spider has been fed recently. He's still alive and kicking ass. He's happy. Gave him this big giant caterpillar. By big giant, I mean it's like 5 times his body mass. He had to do battle with it to subdue it, but he finally won. I knew he would. The bathroom spider is amazing. All right. Where was I doing? Oh, yeah. So, 119 Wuhan deaths. So, the population of Fort Collins right now is 165,490, approximately. Now, the number of people who voted in this election was 41,236. That is, we're rounding up a couple of decimal points, who gives a shit, 25% of the population. Okay? So, we're already at the point 25% of the population is determining what the government will force 100% of the population to do. So any concept that democracy is a question, and I'm not saying that majority rules is valid. I'm not saying that it's moral. I'm not making any of those. Simply, people say, well, democracy is the majority. That's what the majority wants. Okay, we've already blown that out because 25% of the people in Fort Collins voted, period, end of discussion. If all 25% of those people voted for Jenny, that's still not the majority of the population of Fort Collins. So any bizarre notion that any fucking retard who happens to hear this, who is still clinging to this fantasy of democracy, being the majority ruling, you're an idiot. I don't know why you're listening to this. Go kill yourself. You're probably a boomer. So now, who won the mayor race, you might be wondering? I'll tell you. Jenny! Jenny won! Jenny won! Jenny won with 23,778 votes. That is 14% of the population at Fort Collins. That's democracy. Democracy is not the rule of the majority. Democracy is the rule of 14%. God, that might even be a great title for this episode. Democracy. I gotta write this down, because I'll forget it, because my brain is like a fucking sieve. There's so much flying around in my goddamn head. And not all of it's pornographic either, shockingly enough. democracy is the rule of 14%. All right. Molly got, so of all the votes, Jenny got 62%, Molly got 25%, and Jerry, the only man in the thing, got 12%. Fort Collins completely feminized. And then there's some council, who gives a shit about all these fucking losers, council members. So all right, now let's go, well, hold on, before we make fun of Jenny, we'll come back and make fun of Jenny. I want to get to the other important stuff. So there's some ballot questions, and I should probably, if I remember, I'll put links to this stuff in the show notes. Let me write that down. Link, show notes, election results. Just in case you want to look. Like, you know, and these are things that are just stupid. Pertaining to contribution, campaign contributions, be amended to remove the stated prohibition on contributions and expenditures, and instead provide the council shall by ordinance, we love ordinances here, ordinance establish prohibition, blah, just what, just who gives a shit? Non-lapsing its annual and supplemental appropriation, who cares? We're getting to the stuff we care about. Everybody hang in there. Okay, here we go. Now, you may recall me talking about my friend Alice and how she came up with the idea for making the t-shirt that says Fort Collins. We have an ordinance for that, because in Fort Collins there's an ordinance for everything, right? There's an ordinance against smoking outside in the natural areas. There's an ordinance about how opaque the smoke coming out of your chimney has to be. There's ordinances about things that I don't even know about because there's so many of them. And once again, this is your classic statism slash woman. All women are totalitarians. Fort Collins has too many ordinances. We shouldn't have all these ordinances. Except, of course, for the ones she agrees with, which is this one. She voted for this one. She's very virtue signaling and voting. Bob also voted for this, and Bob's wife voted for this. And oh my God, they couldn't stop virtue signaling last week when we got together for our beer. They couldn't stop virtue signaling how they were going to vote for this. February 16th, 2021, City Council adopted on second reading and referred to the registered electors of the city ordinance number 0262021. So the 26th ordinance of this year. We're in April. We've already got 26 ordinances. Great. I'm assuming that's what that means. I don't really know that. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me click on this. Read complete ballot language. Oh, ballot language. That's not the bill. Wait, how long is this? Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ. 6 pages, 7. Oh my God. All right, I gotta put a link to this in the show notes. Oh my God. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. I don't think I even have the energy to go through this. All right, code to the city of Fort Collins to establish regulations regarding disposable bags and mitigation of other sources of single-use plastic pollution, regulating the use of disposable bags by A, prohibiting large grocers from providing disposable plastic bags, and B, requiring payment of a disposable bag fee of 12 cents per disposable paper bags. California, here we come. You guys don't know that song either, but you should. Yes, Fort Collins has now banned plastic bags. Because that's what every left-wing city does. Because it's so virtue signally. It feels so good. My feels. And then you can endlessly virtue signal to everyone around you how you voted for the plastic bag ban because you care about animals. Oh, the little animals are dying from the plastic bags. Now, of course, these are the same people. These are literally Hitler, the same fucking people. When Hussein Obama, the first half-black president of the United States in the second coming of Jesus, was murdering brown people in foreign countries who were attending weddings with missiles launched from flying robots, these same fucking virtue-signaling pieces of shit couldn't stop swallowing Obama's cum. So if you murder Muslims with missiles from flying robots, these people will suck your dick and swallow your load. But if you want a plastic bag when you go to the grocery store and buy some overpriced groceries while wearing your fucking muzzle, oh, fuck no. And in addition, if you want a paper bag, you have to pay an extra 12 cents for that. It's time to build ovens. It's time to build showers. It's time to dig big holes in the ground. So no shock there. Now, by the way, that passed with 23,000 votes, which amounts to, within a couple of decimal places, 14% of the population. 14% of the people in Fort Collins want a ban on plastic bags and a fee of 12 cents for a paper bag. And because 14% of people in Fort Collins want that, all the rest of us have to put up with it. Now, here's the other interesting one. 27,000 people voted for this, which is a little bit more than 14%. This is probably, what, 17%? I didn't do the math. That's close enough. It doesn't matter that much. Okay. Shall the city enact an ordinance requiring the city council of the Fort... Take two. Shall the city enact an ordinance requiring the city council of the city of Fort Collins to immediately, because governments do things immediately, rezone upon passage of the ordinance a 164.56-acre parcel of real property formerly home to the U Stadium from the Transition District to the Public Open Lands District and require the city to acquire the property at fair market value to use said property for parks, recreations, and open lands, natural areas, and wildlife rescue and restoration, and further prohibit the city from de-annexing, ceasing acquisition efforts, or subsequently rezoning the property without voter approval of a separate initiative referred to the voters by City Council and granting legal standing to any registered elector in the city to seek injunctive and or declaratory relief in the courts related to city noncompliance with said ordinance. Jesus Christ. That passed. Okay, now, I knew you're going, great one. The fuck are you smoking? What did that even mean? All right, let me attempt to simplify this as best I can with my simple understanding, and we're going to delve into this because this might be more interesting than Jenny, because Jenny is a leftist. I don't need to look at Jenny's website to tell you that she's in favor of diversity, inclusion, you know, gay pride, higher taxes, community, engagement, collaboration, you know, all these fucking gay buzzwords. All right, we don't really need to look into Jenny's existence. She's a virtue signaling white woman. She's got a hole between her legs, and that dominates every aspect of who and what she is. Secondary only to the fact that she's a fucking boomer. All right, so let me explain this as best I can. U's Stadium was the old Colorado State University football stadium. It was built way back in the days, it was all made out of concrete. I mean, it was old. I don't know when it was built. You could Google it and find out, but it was old school looking. And it's out on this piece of property, out on the edge of Fort Collins. And when it was built, it was probably, like, there was probably not even very much near there, because it's on the south side of Fort Collins near Horsetooth Reservoir, and it's near some of the trails where I go running on a regular basis. And so I've talked about it a lot, because I talked about how when CSU built the new stadium, which is also hilarious, CSU built the new stadium, and now I got to wonder, how much of a loss is CSU taking on that, because you can't do events there with the Wuhan. Because that was part of their plan, is to be football games, but they would also occasionally do some kind of event there, concerts or whatever. But Wuhan has shut all that down, so I wonder how that's going financially. Not that it matters, because Colorado State University will always be bailed out by the taxpayers, right? It's a state of Colorado university, and the kids are still going there. Oh my God, when the Wuhan started, all you idiots who came out, yeah, see, this is going to be the end of colleges. Nobody's going to go to college anymore. Yeah, this is it. We finally killed college. It's like, okay, how much is college enrollment actually down? 2%. Oh, wow. Yeah, the colleges are dying, man. They'll never survive. A 2% decline. Oh my God, how will they struggle through? Oh, that's right, they'll raise tuition on the people still going. Oh my God, you fucking losers. You're right up there with the fucking QAnon losers and the, I sure will be glad when 2020 is over. You fucking retards. God, I fucking hate you all. Okay, hold on. I gotta take a breath. Okay. So anyhow, that was the old stadium. They built the new stadium. They tore the old stadium down. So then there's all this land, because the stadium wasn't that big, but there's a shit ton. Well, you heard it's 100, what is it? What did it say? 160 something acres. Yeah, 164 acres. So it was parking and then just empty space around the stadium where you could hang out and tailgate and all this other shit, as opposed to the new stadium, which is in the middle of Fort Collins on campus. And there's no, I've talked about this already, I don't want to repeat myself too much, but for new listeners, there's no parking. Like, there's some parking garages on campus that were already there. They're kind of in the vicinity. But there's no parking. Like, U Stadium out in the middle, and there's shit tons of parking. You could park all over the fucking place. But we don't think about things like that, because CSU's into sustainability and being green and homosexuality and locking students in their dorms because somebody tested positive for Wuhan and all this other faggot shit. All right. So now, there's this 164 acres. Now, I'm unclear on, well, I guess, okay, the university owns it. And the university was going to, now see, this is where we're gonna discover this together. Because this is a podcast of discovery. I'm like a woman. I'm going to go out and discover myself. I'm going to go discover what's going on. I'm just going to find things. And by discover myself, I mean I'm going to turn on the TV, and the first thing I see on CNN, I'm going to just assume that that must be true, because the people on CNN would never lie. And, I mean, Donald Trump is literally Hitler. And at this point, you can use that as an excuse for fucking anything. And where is, there it is, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. So Colorado State University has this 164 acres. What are they going to do with it? Okay, here's what their, link will be in the show notes. Here's what CSU has to say about this. After years of evaluation to understand the needs of employees and the broader Fort Collins community, as well as the viability of the land for various purposes, CSU System, I don't know what CSU System is, but that's, system is capitalized, this is a proper noun, CSU System is moving forward with a redevelopment plan that addresses unmet needs for attainable housing, health care, child care, and sustainability. Now let's stop here for just one moment. Can anyone explain to me why a university, a college, a state university is moving forward with a plan that addresses unmet needs for attainable housing, health care, child care, and sustainability? Now, this is not housing, health care, and child care for students. Let me be clear. If a university said, we're going to build housing, otherwise known as dormitories, for students, and we're going to build a health center for students, and we're going to provide childcare for students because a large portion of the 19-year-olds attending our university are single mothers, okay, I can understand that. I don't think universities should even exist in their current form, and they shouldn't, sure as fuck hell shouldn't allow women to attend. But I know you conservatives are, well, but I know this one woman, and she majored in STEM, and writes a boo-boo, whoopee, boo-boo-boo-boo. This is not for students. Why is a university building housing?
Said, oh, great one. See, the universities are going to collapse because of Wuhan.
No, the universities are just going to diversify. They're going to build and sell houses. You people are fucking morons. All of you, every goddamn one of you. All right, we believe. Oh my God, they have beliefs. We believe. Which is another way of saying these are feelings we have for which we have no evidence. We believe Fort Collins is for all unless you support Donald Trump or you don't want to get the Wuhan vaccine. Or you believe fiat currency is a bad idea. Or you don't think women should go to college. Right? But other than that, Fort Collins is for all. Right? Other than all these groups of people that should not be allowed to live in our community without being ostracized. You know, Fort Collins is for all. Of course it is. Fort Collins is for all. The cost of housing is the number one challenge cited by CSU employees. The environment matters. That's why we're preserving 70 acres of open, blah, 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 blah. Okay, CSU is a partner to Fort Collins. No, Fort Collins, to a large extent, hates CSU. CSU has a responsibility to the state. Yeah, responsibility to spend the taxpayer money. CSU has a responsibility to its employees. I know I worked there. I know a lot of people who work there. They don't care. All right, here we go. What is planned? 242 single-family homes. Now, hold on a minute. This thing says it's 161 acres. Okay, so you got 161 acres. See, we got different definitions of homes also. 161 acres divided by... All right, let me... 242 single-family homes, 112 single-family attached, and 108 townhomes, and then 170 to 200 apartments, and it says here 100% affordable. I don't know what that means. I assume that's some kind of Orwellian speak for Section 8 housing. Because I don't, what does 100% affordable mean? What does that mean? All right, so hold on. Let me do math. So we got 242 single-family homes. We got 112 single-family attached. We got 108 townhomes, and then got apartments. Let's just say, so if they're going to be stacked and everything, let's lowball it, because let's go 25. Because I'm looking at, so that's 487. So you got 164 acres divided by 487. That means each of these things has to fit on 0.34 of an acre. 0.34 of an acre per single family home, single family attached townhome. 0.34 of an acre. But they also claim, they claim there's 70 acres are going to be open space. God damn it, what was that number I had? No, wait, math. I'm going to fuck this up. Yeah, I totally fucked that up. Okay, hold on. So we got 161 acres. Not divided, you moron. Jesus Christ, great one. 161. Minus 70. This would be even worse without a calculator. That's 91 acres. So they're going to build all of this on 91 acres. On 91 acres, they're going to build 24 single-family homes. Once again, let me ask you this. This is a real question. This is a real question. Let me explain this. This is a real question. Why is a college university building single-family houses? How is that part of the function of a university? Anyone explain this to me. Okay, 91 acres, 512 structures. Each structure has to fit in 0.18 of an acre. 0.18. How big of a single family home can you build on 0.18 of an acre? This is what I'm saying. We live in a society where no one can even do basic math. But that's not all. Listen, guys, listen. They're going to build, on these 91 acres, they're going to build 242 single-family homes, 112 single-family attached, 108 townhomes, 170 to 200 apartments, a childcare facility for the single mothers, of course, a transit center, an urgent care slash health care center, a community park, a commercial space, and they're going to keep the existing 18-hole golf disc course. They're going to fit all of this into 91 acres. This is what universities...
Yeah, great. The Wuhan is going to bring down the universities because their enrollment's going to plummet. And as soon as 2020 is over, QAnon, he's going to save us all. And Donald Trump is going to prove the election was stolen. And Donald Trump's going to become president again. And QAnon and Donald Trump are going to shut down the universities. And then all the women are going to major in college. And we're going to live in a perfect world.
If God existed, I would ask God for the gift of temporary immortality to last as long as it would take for me to slit the throats of every human on the planet Earth. And once I had done that, I would open my arms wide and say unto God, "You take the immortality away, cast me into hell, I will happily burn forever." Okay, now, so into this comes the citizen initiative. Because you see, people in Fort Collins, they just can't stop telling other people what to do with their bodies. There's a bunch of fucking white people, predominantly boomers, in Fort Collins who have a problem with this because they want the government of Fort Collins to take over the space and turn the whole thing into a natural area, essentially. They don't want any construction out there. And one of them is my friend Alice. She lives out near there, and at least she's honest about it. She says, "Yeah, I just don't want a bunch of more houses near my house." She's a woman. She's selfish. She only cares about herself, and she's willing to control the bodies of other people so as to not have more houses by her house because she's selfish. At least she fucking half-ass knows it. She doesn't really understand what's going on, but she's just honest about the fact that she is against CSU's plan because it will cause her personal discomfort. Right? She doesn't give a shit about anyone else on the planet Earth. She's only interested in her personal comfort. And she's honest about it. Remember, these are my friends. These are the smartest people I can find in Fort Collins. So enter into this a bunch of fucking boomers who don't want CSU to build all these houses and shit out here. Okay. So they come up with this plan. They want the city of Fort Collins to... And this is one of those things. Okay, so if the university owns the land, but they want... Essentially, they want the city to take the land away from the university. I don't know about the legality of all this shit. I'm not even going to pretend I understand any of that. And it doesn't matter for the purpose of what we're talking about. But the initiative is for the city to acquire this land. They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay some money for it. That taxpayer money, of course. And then turn it into an open space. Well, now the city comes forth. The city, right? The government. The boomers in the government of Fort Collins come forth like, well, we don't really want to buy this land. We don't really want to manage it. We don't want to deal with it. And so that's the big argument that give me a second. You can reach out. You can email the chancellor at CSU. You can reach out. Hang on. Give me a second. I know you don't want to listen to this shit. I don't want to listen to it either. Hey, at least I'm not doing super chats. Hey, look, it's Bob. Bob gave us $2 and Bob says, hey, what's up? Well, you know, Bob, I'm hanging out. I'm on the internet. I'm doing super chats, Bob. Wow, look at me doing super chats. No, not Dave. Google, stop trying to fucking... God, Jesus fucking Christ. Stop fucking trying to fix my goddamn... All right, how can I not find... As much as these people are running around whining, how can I not find anything on this? Oh, God damn it. Fucking newspapers. Oh, my God. Fucking newspapers. Online website. God, this is a piece of shit. All right. Some city council members and city attorney, Carrie Daggett. The city attorney is a woman. Once again, we have so many women in government. Stop auto-playing videos. I do not need to see a video of a black woman. Please go the fuck away. God, I'm sick of having black people shoved down my fucking throat at every goddamn moment of my life. Every website is covered in black people. Every magazine, every, I'm just sick of it. You would think we live in Africa. And no, I don't want to kill the black people just because they're black. I'm just tired of them being shoved down my throat by white people. You know, very seldom has any black person actually shoved themselves down my throat. Every time black people have been shoved down my throat, it's by virtue signaling boomers. White virtue signaling boomers. You know, it's one of those things. It's like with dogs. My argument isn't really against dogs, like the dog shit on the trail. It's not the dog's fault. It's the fucking dog owner that's the piece of shit. And it's really the same thing with black people. Black people, for the most part, are not... I don't have a problem with most of them. The problem is the fucking white boomers that fucking constantly shove the black people down my throat. The black people are not shoving themselves down my throat. They're really not. Like, the last time a black person actually did something to bother me was I don't even remember. I have no memory of this happening. It's just you fucking virtue signaling fucking boomer white people who just hate yourself so much. You hate white people, so you're so desperate to destroy everything that your parents, who fought in World War II and that whole generation, everything they're created. You boomers are so fucking desperate to destroy all of that and sit here and congratulate yourselves on making progress. This stupid cunt, Kerry Daggett, concerned half the ballot measure, the part directing Fort Collins to purchase a stadium site from CSU, may fall under administrative actions and be legally inadmissible as a ballot measure. Gee, it didn't stop us from voting on it, did it? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 acid plus legal, blah, blah. Fuck. All right, anyway, what I was trying to find some evidence for on the interweb, and if it's on the interweb, it's got to be true. Here's the thing. The one of the main arguments I've heard against the initiative for the city to purchase the property is that the city, the people who work for the city, don't want to purchase the property. Now, let us take a moment. And we're going to ask another question that I would like an answer to, much as, why is a university building single-family homes? Okay. Let's set aside that democracy is the problem, not the solution. Let's set aside the fact that, you know, 25% of the people in Fort Collins voted. Okay, let's set aside that this is a tyranny of the minority, right? Let's just put all that aside for 1 second. Let's pretend that democracy is a real thing. Let's pretend that it is intellectually and philosophically valid. If the people of Fort Collins determine, if 51% of the people of Fort Collins determine they want the government to buy this land, shouldn't the government buy the fucking land if that's what the people want? Because last time I checked, the whole mythology of the religion of democracy is that it's the majority rules and the government does what the majority of the people want because the government works for the people. And what we are seeing here is a reflection of reality. People are the slaves of the government. See, the government doesn't want to buy this land. It doesn't matter if the people vote for it. Now, if the people vote for a ban on plastic bags, the government will be happy to enforce that because the government wants to ban plastic bags. But if the people vote for the government to buy the used stadium land, well, the government doesn't want to do that. So the government is going to tell the citizens to go fuck themselves. Anybody who thinks that democracy means the government serves the people, well, I have to assume you're a moron. I mean, this is a real thing. For the government to sit here and say, well, we don't want to have to administer that land. We don't want to have to do it. It doesn't fucking matter what you want. Which part of democracy do you not fucking understand? If the people vote for this, you need to get off your fucking ass and do it. You, the government, are supposed to be serving the people, not the other way around. But oh, look, reality has sunk in. Here it is. The fantasy of democracy collides with reality. You are a fucking slave. The government owns you and controls your body. The government will do whatever the fuck it wants. It doesn't matter how you vote. on, let me try something else here. Oh, good God. Yes. All right, I can't find. I really wanted to find some evidence, because this is all just what I've heard people saying, which means, my God, it must be true, because people said it, and some of those people were boomers. I wanted to find some evidence that the city of Fort Collins, the city of Fort Collins does not want the property. I'll look for that on my time. If I find something, it'll be in the show notes. All right, how are we doing on this fucking podcast? I've been ranting for an hour. Let's wrap this up here pretty soon. Jenny! It's Jenny! She's an old boomer! Back at Woodstock, she dropped acid! Bills from the people of Fort Collins. Sponsored by Jenny. Oh, wait, Jenny before, as our state rep. Oh, so apparently she's been the state representative from Fort Collins? Like, how would I know? Why would I care? The Farm Stand Bill. Bill allows for farm stands to operate on principal use sites of any sized land area, regardless of whether the site has been zoned by a local government. So in other words, she's allowing people to sell their property to other people in a voluntary exchange. Wow, aren't you a fucking wonderful cunt? Augmentation of In-Stream Flows Act. This act authorizes the Colorado Water Conservation Board to augment stream flows to preserve or improve the natural environment to a reasonable degree by the use of acquired rights. How did water ever run downhill without the government? Is that one of those things like trees can't, like when the government shuts down, they have to shut down the forest because the forest can't fucking exist without the government? How did water run downhill before government came along? School psych bill. This bill grants parity for Fort Collins school psychologists with the NCSP credentials to receive the equivalent stipends that teachers, principals, and counselors are eligible for with their national board certificate. What if our children weren't mentally ill and didn't need psychologists in school? What if our children were mentally and physically healthy, but oh no, we're busy telling them there's no such thing as boys and girls and they can pretend to be either one at any given time. And yes, of course you should let that tranny touch you because trannies are perfectly normal. Water/land master plan bill. The bill requires if a local government's comprehensive plan includes a water supply element, it will also include a conservation, reimburse expenses, restorative justice council bill. Concerns allowing reimbursement for expenses for members of the restorative justice coordinating council. That's it, guys. These are the things she's done in the government that she's so proud of, she put them on her website as validation that she should be the mayor of Fort Collins. And people in Fort Collins saw this and they said, wow, this is fantastic. We're going to vote for this boomer. My God. Volunteer. We're looking for citizens that want to make a difference in our community. Together, we are creating community. How many times can we use the word community? Oh my God. And here's pictures of people volunteering for Jenny. Oh my, okay, here we go. Here we go. Two fucking old white boomers. Okay, here's a bunch of a man and a woman, white boomers. Okay, here's Jenny on a fucking Zoom call. And on the Zoom call with her, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other people. All six of them are boomers. All six of them are white. All six of them are women. Here's another volunteer. Boomer, white woman. Here's another volunteer. These are pictures of the volunteers. Guys, take a wild guess. Boomer, white woman. Here's another volunteer putting things in a mailbox. This is going to be a stretch. Take a wild guess. If you guessed boomer, white woman, and if you threw in overweight, you're correct. And finally, there's one more picture of a volunteer who's volunteering to get Jenny elected mayor. Take a wild, wild guess. I bet there's no way. I bet there's no way that you could guess she's an overweight white boomer woman. Here's the contribute page. Oh my God. Oh my God. Support our campaign. We are a small contribution-driven campaign that is supported by community members just like you. The maximum donation is $100 per person, but any amount means a lot! ! Just $5 can make a difference. We are co-creating our, say the word with me, guys, community together. Oh my God, community, community. Thank you so very much for believing in local government, public service, and civil discourse. Unless you support Trump, in which case you should be ostracized. Oh my God, this is fucking nauseating. This is our mayor. This is who 14% of the people in Fort Collins want to control the bodies of everyone else in Fort Collins. 14% of the people in Fort Collins said, yes, this stupid fucking cunt should control what people in Fort Collins do with their bodies. This is fucking nauseating. This is absolutely fucking sickening. I was looking for like policy statements, but all of her policy statements are YouTube videos. And I don't know that I can suffer. Because I think, where Jenny stands. Getting to work? Yeah, this is where we read about these stupid things. You know, usually people have a written. Maybe she can't write. Maybe she can figure out how to use community. How are you? What? Here's her videos. What does Jenny see as the top priorities for Fort Collins in 2021? Well, let's see. Banning plastic bags, making people muzzle up. Jenny on working with CSU to increase opportunities for all people. What does that mean? That's your diversity thing, right? All people. How will you work at different levels of government to serve Fort Collins? Where does affordable housing fit into Jenny's policy priorities? You can't just create affordable housing. It doesn't just fucking magically appear. It's not like fiat currency. You can just print the shit up. What? What does Jenny think about mayors and cities playing larger roles in climate? Oh my God. What does Black Lives Matter mean to Jenny? Here we go. Let's do this. I'm gonna fucking vomit. Why am I not hearing any sound? Probably because I wasn't intending to. Wait, why am I not hearing any sound? Are you shitting me? Wait, closed captions. Yes! All right, God, I don't have to hear her voice. What does Black Lives Matter mean to you? Well, it's an outward expression of the cumulative injustices that Black people and people of color have suffered in our country for years. And frankly, its time has come and is well past. Coming right, absolutely well past time. That's what the caption, And Colorado was the first, there's past the whatever, okay. Police reform bill and my friend Leslie Heron was the driver behind that. Oh, aren't you so virtue signaling? You're friends with a Black person. Oh my God. You're friends with a Black person. Oh, the virtue signaling. I am going to vomit. Oh my God. She is ugly. And she's, God, her face. Oh, Jesus, God. What advice does Jenny have for the next generation of female leaders? How will Jenny prioritize mental health in Fort Collins? Oh my God, the entertainment value of this. I actually kind of wish the sound was coming. I don't know why I'm not getting sound. Do I want to try to figure this out? And how will Jenny protect waterways in Fort Collins? Jenny won't do a fucking thing. Jenny will take money from the taxpayers and pay mostly men to go out and do the actual work. How can people help on Jenny's campaign? How can we help Jenny? Jenny! Oh my God, it's Jenny! All right, hang on. Man, I got... All right, let me... What the fuck is going on with the audio? My God, she's ugly.
Wait, speakers are plugged in. Like, am I just retarded?
I mean, it could be. Whoa, stop knocking shit over, retard. Oh my God, great one, you said the R word. Why? God damn it, Windows. Why do you suck so bad? Hang on. I know. It's going like, Jesus Christ, great one. Do we look like we have time for this shit? No, I understand. I understand. Just give me a fucking minute here. Zero comments. Okay, so I went over to Jenny for Mayor on YouTube. Oh my God, her YouTube channel. It has 10 subscribers. This video has 3 likes. Oh God, I should sign in and dislike all of her videos. Oh my God, she's got... Oh, fuck. All right, hang on. Meet Jenny! You guys aren't going to be able to hear this because I don't have the computer set up. What the Black Lives Matter?
Well, it's an outward expression of the cumulative injustices that Black people of color have suffered in our country for years. And frankly, it's time to come. We're well past coming, right? Absolutely well past.
Its time is well past the coming.
And Colorado was the first state to pass the...
She thinks Colorado is a person. She said Colorado is the first person.
My friend Leslie Heron was the driver behind that. And she texted me. I was the first one she texted the night. She's like, hey, Jenny, did you see what Cory Booker's doing? I go, oh, what? She told me. And I go, oh, let's do it, right?
Oh, let's do it! Oh, because we're virtue saying by banning chokeholds. The Fort Collins police, they don't train to use chokeholds. Oh no, I look how far we care so much about Black people. We don't use
And we went through, and I just met with the fraternal order of police the other day, and I said, how are we doing on that police reform bill? And they're like, fine. Good. Yep. No.
So they passed this police reform bill, and all the police are okay with it. Okay, so then it didn't really actually impact anything the police are doing. So what does this tell us? So you passed a reform bill, okay, to reform the police to virtue signal how much you care about POX. So in theory, this reform bill is going to make the police less racist, right? Am I wrong about this? This is a real thing, okay? I'm being serious, even though I fucking hate this cunt and I hate all boomers and they should be exterminated. Okay, I'm being serious. If you're going to pass a bill to reform the police to make them less racist, wouldn't that mean that the bill, when implemented, would cause the police to have to change things? Now, the police are saying, well, the bill wasn't that big of a deal. This is what she's saying now. She's saying the police told her the bill's not that big of a deal. We didn't have to do anything differently. Well, then doesn't that tell us then that if the stipulations of your bill, when implemented, would make the police less racist, but if the police don't really need to change anything because they're already doing what's in the bill, doesn't that mean the police were already not racist? And once again, why can nobody think? Why can nobody listen to this information, which is just obviously bullshit, and apply any fucking critical thinking?
They admitted right away, too, there's some bad actors in the police department.
There's some bad actors in the police. There's always bad actors.
And they work to get them out.
They work to get them out. And they replace them with women. She's laughing. Now the sheriff, she's literally got, you can't hear it, I'm sure. She's snorting. She's laughing and snorting. So apparently, I'm going to take a wild guess that the sheriff was not real impressed with her stupid little legislation. But I'm not surprised by that because the Fort Collins police force is a bunch of fucking pussies. You know, yes, they have their SWAT guns and they have an armored car. And yes, if you're white, I'm sure they can shoot you. And they're a bunch of fags. I mean, yes, could they beat me up? Well, yes, some of them could. Some of them can't. I've seen some pretty fat police officers and I've seen some women. But sure, there's plenty of Fort Collins police officers who are younger than me and stronger than me and they can kick my ass. Okay? But if I have a gun and they have a gun, yeah, even odds on me. Once again, the police will always win because they have more reinforcements than I do. But that doesn't make them not faggots and doesn't make them not gay and it doesn't make them not feminized. So I'm not surprised that the feminized Fort Collins Police Department just rolls over and takes it up the ass. But traditionally, sheriffs are not quite in the same department as city police forces and sheriffs don't like to take it up the ass from politicians. So basically, wait, hold on. What did you just say, bitch? She's fucking, this snorting thing. I gotta listen to this again. And so she said, the sheriff wrote me a book and, long pause, something I couldn't understand. I don't really care. So in other words, the sheriff told her to go fuck herself. And so she just doesn't care.
I vote for my city, so I was proud of that.
Oh, she said, I didn't vote for the sheriff, so I don't care. Oh, the real, BLM is an expression of the real inequalities.
God.
All right, that was actually, I was hoping that would be funny. That wasn't really funny, that was pathetic. Her YouTube channel has 10 subscribers, guys. 10. Jenny for mayor. Let's look at her videos. Jenny for mayor, how we roll bike parade. Leslie Herod endorses Jenny for mayor. Black woman, of course, got a virtue signal. Betsy Markey, old white boomer, endorses Susan Kirkpatrick, old white woman, endorsing Jenny. Oh man, look at that. Oh, some, oh God, oh, here we go. Some of her videos have as many, one video, wait, what? Oh, the BLM video has 167 views. Now, her very first video has 600 views. Her other videos are like 5, 49, 8, 19, 18. So everybody in Fort Collins is watching the BLM video in an effort to virtue signal. 63. Here's 131. Where does affordable housing? I still don't know what affordable housing is. 5 views, 20 views, 13 views, 10 views. Oh my God. Anyway. All right. So that's, there you go, man. Is there anything else here I need to make fun of? Am I done with it? I got a lot of shit to do. Oh my God, it's after fucking 1100 hours. I got to get out of here. Oh my God, I have got to get the fuck out of here.